the CU 2.0 podcast.
How we got involved with Live Survey, our chief experience officer came into, I was overseeing our part of our development team, and he was like, I need actionable intelligence here, and I can't seem to find it. And I've looked in the marketplace, and it's either really expensive or these clunky solutions. And so Live Survey was born.
What are your members thinking about you? Say you don't know and you are setting yourself up for failure. Say you do know, but no, you haven't asked them because you, well, just know what they're thinking. You're on the fast track to extinction. If you want to know what your members think and need, ask them. That's where Live Survey comes in. It's a credit union-owned CUSO developed by MAPS Credit Union in Oregon. Live Survey's mission is providing real-time, instant feedback from members that lets credit unions better chart their next actions to better serve those members. Welcome to the CU 2.0 podcast. This is your host, Robert McGarvey. Today's guest, David Deckelman, the CEO of Live Survey. He's going to tell you how Live Survey can help you, and more importantly, more broadly, how asking your members is a surer path to growth than probably anything else out there. Which brings us to the big question. When is the last time your credit union surveyed members? How many responded? Did you get anything useful? You don't want to answer that question? I don't blame you. So often, credit union attempts to do surveys are either too expensive or too cheap, and they don't really get much in the way of results. Live Survey grew out of MAP's own needs, MAP's own struggles. They dealt with high-priced, consultant-driven survey products. Then they tried inexpensive free internet tools. Neither gave MAPS the solutions it wanted, thus begat Live Survey. About 25 credit unions now use Live Survey. It gives them the ability to query members as they wish on whatever topic they choose. The price? $500 to $1,000 a month. Really, really, really reasonable if you think about getting live, instant business intelligence. Who better to help you take the next steps to grow your credit union than existing members? Who, when asked right, will tell you what they like, what they don't? Oh, and by the way, do not be sensitive when members come back with negative feedback. That could very well be the best thing you'll find out today. So often, members, customers say, oh, it's fine. It's not fine. They know it's not fine. But that's all they tell you. You can't grow from that. Keep that in mind. MAPS makes it easy and inexpensive to know what members like, what they don't like. Every credit union needs to be doing this or similar. Listen up.
Live Survey. I've been thinking about this morning. I have accounts at two credit unions. At no point has either of those credit unions surveyed me on anything. Not on my reaction to how they handle the transaction, not on my reaction to what I want for lunch, nothing, absolutely yeah. Nothing.
That's kind of typical. Credit unions, see, most credit unions I talk to, they know they need to do something and they're looking for a solution. It seems like in our industry right now, there's two solutions available to credit unions. And at least this is what we found here at MAPS Credit Union. And this is how we ended up building Live Survey. There's two types of solutions available. There's the consulting firm-based platforms. A lot of credit unions, it's beyond a price point that they can afford. It certainly was the case here at MAPS Credit Union. You know, when you're talking investment of 30 to 50K a year, it just was a, it seems like it's a big financial commitment.
Well, that's a calculus where you say, do I fire an employee or do I keep the employee and not get the survey tool?
Exactly.
Because you're talking one employee's salary at many credit unions.
Yes, particularly the small. Yes, absolutely. And then on the other end of the spectrum is the extremely inexpensive platforms. You know, we've all seen the inexpensive survey tools that are out there. And they tend to be really clunky and not very brandable, tedious to use. That was the case what we ran into here at MAPS. And in fact, how we got involved with Live Survey, our chief experience officer came into, I was overseeing our part of our development team, and he was like, I need actionable intelligence here, and I can't seem to find it. And I've looked in the marketplace, and it's either really expensive or these clunky solutions. And so Live Survey was born.
So you baked the cake in-house?
Yeah.
Did you pay any consultants?
No.
And the reason I ask is on several occasions I've asked one of the largest credit unions if they bought something off the shelf or if they did it in-house. The answer has always been, we do it in-house, but we bring in consultants. And they're telling the truth about that. But you're saying you built it in-house and you didn't even need to bring in consultants.
I hate to say this, but it's not rocket science, right? We were just really looking for actionable intelligence. We wanted to get immediate feedback back from our members about basic services, basic experiences. We felt we knew the questions to ask. We just needed a means of delivering it.
So what questions do you find are the most effective? I often, for instance, I get a mailing at least once a month from one of the credit unions I belong to offering me auto insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in their auto insurance product.
Yeah.
And if they ask me one time, I say, nope. And these are U.S. mail mailings. These are expensive. It's not even email.
They
don't ask. So what questions do you ask that you get good response rates to?
We have two types of categories of surveys that we're sending out. We do transaction-based surveys, a lot of transaction-based surveys. That is, you go into a branch, you complete a specific kind of transaction, we send you a survey about that experience. Then we also have what we call a relationship survey. These are your one-off surveys about your general feeling around the credit union. You know, would you recommend the credit union to your family or friends? And how likely, you know, 0 to 10. Which is most effective? I don't know. It's hard to say, and it's hard to put a finger on which question is most effective. With us, what's most effective is the recency and how soon after the event happened that you get the survey, on a transaction survey in particular. In our case, we're trying to send out surveys every about 5 minutes. Our credit unions are querying their core about every 5 minutes for recent transactions and then sending their member a survey. We find the best response rates are when that member, in fact, I've had members say, I just got your email while I was in the parking lot. Those tend to be the best, as opposed to relationship surveys. You're just sitting at home and you get an email just out of the blue from your credit union. I actually have to say those have a lower response rate than the transaction surveys.
So what kind of response rates are we talking about?
Transaction surveys around 12 to 15%, and then on the low end, 5.
Does it skew in a particular way? If I'm looking at hotels reviews online, I expect to see more negative reviews than positive, because I understand why the person who has a bad stay wants to post something. Yeah. Whereas if the stay's okay, yeah, sure, I'll do a TripAdvisor thing, I tell myself, and then I never remember to do it.
Yeah. So. It's across the board, but credit union members are funny, and we in the industry have, I guess we've done a good job. Sometimes it takes a little work to dig down to figure out what our members are really telling us. I have this more often than not. A member on the one hand will say something about a particular transaction or a particular experience. They'll rate you really low. But then, you know, was this transaction handled to my satisfaction? Maybe no, it wasn't. They give you a 1 out of 5 or something. But would you recommend our credit union? Absolutely. So it's sort of funny. On the one hand, our members tend to really want to say glowing things about their credit union, but then they're also brutally honest at the same time. But it's kind of funny, because I just had a conversation with a client this morning, and she's like, why is he saying on the one hand that he really was unsatisfied with the transaction, but then on the other hand, he's saying he would recommend the credit union to all his family and friends?
It definitely is funny. I understand why your client was confused.
And we have that all the time. A lot of the credit unions I work with, this is the first time they're doing really actionable surveys, surveys where they're getting feedback back to them immediately. The newer the client I have, you know, they get a little frustrated with negative results coming back, and they feel hurt, and they feel like there's something, they're doing something wrong. Why are these members saying these things? I like to explain to them that that's actually the best source of information. Now you're finding areas, this is what you want, right? Is to find those areas where you're letting your members down, and now you can work on figuring out what you did and improve it for them, as opposed to if the results are always glowing, you don't know what to focus on and what to improve. I would say here at MAPS, a lot of times that's very difficult for us to really pry out how areas where we could improve. You know, a lot of times our members like to just click the tens all the way down the page. That's not very helpful, right? You're like, okay, that's great, but what can we do to improve the service? We're not perfect. We know that. What can we do to improve their life? It can be kind of frustrating.
Yeah, you're reminding me, some years ago, I did some work in customer service and talked with a number of customer service gurus, pretty well-paid platform speakers. And all of them said the same thing, which is that the customer who tells you a negative, and they're somewhat rational about it, not screaming and cursing at you.
Right.
They're doing you the best possible favor. Because if I'm walking out of your restaurant, you own it. I thought it was the worst meal of my life. And you say, how was tonight? And I say, fine. Why do I say fine? I'm never coming back. I'm never going to talk to you again. That, you know, there's no investment here for me. I'm gone. Whereas the guy who says, well, you know, my steak was overcooked. The mashed potatoes were cold. The waiter was surly. Now you're getting useful information. You can use it or not, but you're getting something. Whereas the person right. who just says, it's fine, right. even though they're not coming back, they're not your friend. They're not going to help you get better.
And that's the conversation I actually have with our clients is actually that information is valuable. Your members just told you now what you can improve on. And now you have something to work towards as opposed to just glowing reviews or nothing. You don't have anything to work off of.
Now, how many credit unions are you working with on this, and what's the approximate fee structure?
We're a new CUSO. We've only been around about 4 years. And like I said, we evolved through the needs here at MAPS Credit Union in Salem, and we're a wholly owned CUSO of MAPS Credit Union. We have about 25 credit unions on the platform right now, ranging in size from about a billion to down in the hundreds of, you know, $100 million credit unions. Our fee structure, like I said earlier, when we engaged in all of this, we found that there were two kinds of platforms, a pretty expensive set that with the consulting firms, and then on the other end, you know, the likes of SurveyMonkey, etc. So we were trying to find a product that was in the middle. And as a result, pricing structure we came up for live survey was between $500 a month to $1,000 a month, depending on the level of service that you take. So at the high end, $12,000 a year.
Oh, wow. For the bigger credit unions, that's coffee money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised you don't have more clients because it is getting information that potentially they can find some use for.
Essentially, I mean, there's a lot of interest out there. I continuously have a tremendous amount of interest. It's just, it just takes time. This is a project that's usually affiliated with a marketing department and marketing teams, and it just takes time to get through to the right decision makers who want to act on this.
You might be falling in a gap between IT and marketing too.
Yes.
Where each side thinks the other should have the budget for it.
Right.
Yeah. Is your tool an IT tool or is it a marketing tool? Kind of both.
There's a little bit of IT support that's needed. Yes, you need to have an evolving segment of, I think the credit union industry is calling it business intelligence.
Right, right.
And that's a little bit of a both. It's working with the marketing teams and IT, and you need the IT skill set to pull the data out of your core system, and in our case, pull the particular flags that you want to query, the segments that you want to query, and then send out the surveys, and then design a survey around the question you want to ask or what you're trying to get at.
Well, I would think that's where the art and the science get pretty interesting. Exactly what answers are you seeking?
Right.
And how best to word it to get your members, who might be different from the other credit union's members, to respond.
Exactly. And what we've tried to build here, and what we the whole idea behind this platform was to build a simple platform that is extremely easy to use. And so it's not cumbersome. And so you can just, at a moment's notice, you can send out a survey if you like. I do know the business intelligence team here at MAPS Credit Union, if there's a question they need to ask a member, and they're looking for, you know, just some quick feedback, they'll generate a survey and a query, and then a survey based on that, who they want to talk to, and send it out. And then within a couple of days, they'll have the answers that they were looking for around a particular, say, product launch, or how members feel about particular phrasing or wording or concepts, particularly when you're designing products and services.
Now, what uses, what benefits are your clients getting from this?
I'll get back to why we came to be. We used to do big comprehensive survey a paper survey to our members every 2 years, and it was pretty expensive. It was pretty comprehensive, and we did one right after a core conversion. Needless to say, the results were not as favorable as we would have liked to see. And that's what sort of drove the impetus behind creating Live Survey. And we had these areas of concern, and we built Live Survey, and now we are continuously surveying around these particular areas that flared up before. And we're completely on top of watching them and trying to figure out how we can improve. Wait time, for instance, kept popping up in surveys all over the place. Members kept having wait time related responses. And so we adopted it organizationally, as that's one of our strategic areas of focus, is how to improve efficiency as a result to make wait time less for our members. Now that's something we're very focused on. Is it a staffing issue? Is it a process issue? What kind of hoops are we making our staff jump through? Why are they not as efficient as maybe they could be? That's an example of one of those areas that just popped up as a result of surveying.
Now, can a client credit union come up with its own questions? Can the client credit union decide who they want to give the survey to, who they don't want to give the survey to?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's completely up to them. Initially, so it was based on our needs when we built the original platform, and our chief experience officer essentially said, I just want this tool that I know how to design surveys, and I know the questions I want to ask. Just give me a tool that I can deliver it with. So initially, when we first launched Live Survey, we built the tool, but we actually didn't build any templates in. We just essentially gave our clients a blank sheet of paper and said, you guys are the experts in marketing. You tell us what you want to send out, and we'll create the survey for you.
That didn't work.
It wasn't very long between we were like, our clients aren't, they're not creating surveys, they're not adapting to this. And so as a result, we have now, through our experience and expertise, we've built a host of templates, at least a a place where our clients can begin based on what we know works. And we've created these templates that we have in the system that a client can go in, and that's at least a starting point with, to get the juices flowing. And if they don't like the questions, they can rewrite them themselves, but it's a place to start.
That makes sense to me, because you're asking people to do something that credit unions don't customarily do.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, because we always built it from the perspective that our clients know best, and our clients know what they wanna ask their members, but not necessarily true.
As I say, and you agree with this, they really haven't been doing this.
No.
This kind of survey stuff.
Right.
So now you say, hey, you know, you signed up for live survey. How about it, buddy?
Yeah. We can do all these things. No, we do. There's best practices that we know and how to design surveys. Of course, there's no silver bullet. There's no perfect one kind of survey. There's general rules to keep in mind when you're doing this, you know, on how to prevent survey fatigue and how to get response rates up. As you said earlier, there's almost everything we do today has a survey affiliated. Every kind of transaction you do just about has some sort of survey. I mean, when you go to Home Depot, they send you a survey. So you have to figure out how to engage our members and how to get them to respond. One of the nice things, though, I think, is our industry is our members love us for the most part and actually do take the time. I think that's why we're seeing the response rates as high as they are.
Before we go, the CU 2.0 podcast is looking for a few good sponsors to help us spread the word about the digital transformation of credit unions. You could be one of them. Contact Robert McGarvey for details at rjmcgarvey@gmail.com. First come, first served. Again, that's rjmcgarvey@gmail.com. The CU 2.0 podcast.